Judges 15. But after a while, this is after Samson has tried to marry this Philistine girl, but she got given to his companion, and he's gone and killed 30 men and given their clothes to the young men who were supposed to be his companions at the wedding. In the time of wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat. He said, "I will go into my wife into the room," but her father wouldn't allow him to go in. Her father said, "I thought that you completely hated her, therefore I gave her to your companion. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she? Please take her instead." Well, what a bad attitude. It just shows that there was no real love here. People think they're in love and they're really in lust, and it's not really love. And you can see what a surface level way of going on there was with these people. Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless of harm to the Philistines." He went and caught 300 foxes and took torches, that is, firebrands, that's bits of wood with fire burning at the end of them, tied them tail to tail in pairs, and put a firebrand between each pair of tails. When he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burnt up both the shocks and the standing grain and also the olive groves. That would have meant, really, that they didn't have any harvest. They would have gone hungry. So they would have been furious. They said, "Who's done this?" They said, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because his wife was given to his companion." The Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. Samson said to them, "If you behave like this, surely I will be avenged on you." Well, his whole attitude isn't really right, it seems to me. It seems what Jesus would do, and we've always got to ask ourselves the question, what would Jesus do? But he is used by God to judge the Philistines. So God can work through people who may not be doing the right thing necessarily or may have questionable motives, but he still works through them. And we've got to keep remembering that in Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament, Samson is on the list of the people who had faith and who will be in the kingdom. So, because they've gone and killed the woman that he married, even though she'd now married someone else, he wants to take vengeance on them. Well, that seems, as I say, not the exactly right attitude. I mean, he hadn't really been the loving husband to her, had he? They hadn't even lived together. He attacked them viciously and slaughtered many of them. Then he went and lived in the cave in the rock of Etam. The Philistines went up and encamped in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. The men of Judah said, "Why have you come up against us?" They said, "We've come up to take Samson prisoner, to do to him as he did to us." Well, there's the old unspiritual attitude, "I will do to others as they did to me." There's no grace at all in any of this. Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cave in the rock of Etam and said to Samson, "Don't you know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that you've done to us?" He said to them, "As they did to me, so have I done to them." So you can just see where things go wrong. I'm going to do to them what they did to me. We're going to do to you what you did to me. It just goes on and on. There is no grace on either side. They said to him, this is the men of Judah talking to Samson, "We've come down to tie you up so that we can deliver you into the hand of the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves." They said, "No, we'll tie you up and deliver you into their hand, but we will not kill you." They bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. So I think why he's really insistent to know that you won't kill me yourself is because he knows that the Spirit of God is going to come upon him so that he can kill whoever's trying to kill him. But he wants to make sure that that's not the Israelites, because he doesn't want to kill his own people. He wants to kill Philistines. And I think this also shows that Samson was just an ordinary man who was given the Spirit of God to do mighty things. So I don't think it's true that Samson was, like you see in some of the children's Bibles, this man with huge muscles who was naturally very strong. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they saw him, and the Spirit of Yahweh came mightily on him. You see, when the Holy Spirit came upon people in the Old Testament, it was to give them power to do specific things. So it wasn't necessarily with them all the time. And that is how the Holy Spirit also worked in the New Testament. The ropes that were on his arms became as charred flax, and his ropes dropped off his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of an ass and struck down 1,000 men with it. Samson said, "With the jawbone of an ass, heaps on heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have slain 1,000 men." So God always likes to work through that which is weak, and he works through this jawbone of a donkey. When he'd finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, and that place was called Ramath Lehi. He was very thirsty and called on Yahweh and said, "You have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. Now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised?" But God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and water came out of it. When he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived, and its name is therefore called En Hakkori. He judged Israel in the days of the Philistines for 20 years. So he was a judge of Israel, and he was given God's strength and power to deliver Israel from the Philistines. And yet it seems that he never really made them totally free. Some of the other judges did make Israel free from their enemies. You think of Gideon. But Samson didn't do that. And yet he was told, his mother was told, when he was first conceived, that this was God's intention for him. So it seems that he didn't live up to his potential, but all the same, he's going to be in the kingdom. So it's an encouragement to us to understand that even though we're weak, if you really in your heart do believe and really try to serve God in your own way, that's acceptable to God in the end. Although this is not to say that it's okay to have Samson's wrong attitudes to women and his arrogance and his desire for personal vengeance.